Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. There is a statement that's very well known. You've probably heard this before. The statement goes like this: knowledge unapplied is of no value. Knowledge unapplied is of no value. That's a true statement. What do we do with the knowledge that we have? Do we apply it or not? If we don't apply it, there's no value in it. Here's a quote from Lesson 36 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. This is a free course, and it's available at thetrumpet.com. And it says, "What will you do with the precious knowledge you are learning? Are you really doing something about this knowledge God is giving you? Or do you think you are too weak to change? Do you resist having to change? Does it seem too difficult? We humans don't like to change. Humans don't like to have to admit their religion or ways may have been wrong." And I would think you can relate to that. I certainly can. It's not easy to admit error, to admit that we don't know something, or we made a mistake, or we thought something, but turns out it wasn't true. We have to make sure that when we hear God's knowledge, that we apply it. And sometimes that means doing something differently, making some changes. Notice this passage in Romans 2. We have a few passages to look up today. And if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out so we could look at these passages together. Romans 2 and verse 13, notice this. It says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." The doers of the law shall be justified. See, again, knowledge unapplied is of no value. If we don't do the law, well, then we're not justified before God. We've got to not only hear, that's important, but then what we do with that knowledge is vitally important. Do we do it? Here's another important scripture, and this is what Jesus Christ said himself. You can read this in Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and verse 21, Jesus said, "Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven." So he's making the same point here, that knowledge unapplied is of no value. You know, it's not enough just to know that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he is our Lord and Master. It's not enough to just know that, to know that he's our Savior. And we need to know it. That's vitally important. But then we have to do what he says. Do what he says. And of course, do the Father's will. That's what Jesus Christ always did himself and taught us to do. Not everyone that says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. We must apply the knowledge that God gives to us. Notice this passage in John 15, just a few pages over. John 15 and verse 14, here again, Jesus Christ speaking. And he says, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Knowledge unapplied is of no value. We have to apply what we're taught. We have to do what Christ says to do. "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Lesson 36 of the Correspondence Course. It says, "The spiritually mature Christian must have the ability to discern truth from error, but it is not enough to just hear the truth. One must respond." So, of course, it's vitally important that we discern truth from error, but then we've got to act on it. We've got to respond to that truth. We've got to apply it because, again, knowledge unapplied is of no value to us. We've got to apply what we are learning. One must respond. Notice 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. It says, examine yourselves. So we've got to really stop and look and consider how we're living. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. So we have to really stop and prove what we're doing. And okay, are we applying what God teaches us? We've got to be applying it. Lesson 36 says, how can you examine? Prove your own self by comparing your life, thoughts, words, and actions with the Word of God. See, that's how we examine. That's how we take a look. We say, okay, well, what does God's Word say? And then am I living by that? Am I applying that knowledge? Sometimes it's a tough examination because we find that we're not doing what we should be. Well, then we need to make some changes there. But again, as we read earlier, a mature Christian, one that's spiritually mature, will discern truth from error. They will examine that, and then they'll respond to the truth. And if it turns out they need to make some changes, they'll do that. That's a hard thing. As we talked about earlier, people don't want to admit that they made a mistake or that they're wrong. But we have to remember that there was no perfect human except for Jesus Christ. So we're going to make a few errors, hopefully less and less as we grow spiritually, but still we make some and we need to change when we do. And we need to examine ourselves as we read about there. Now, notice James 1. This is expounding on this a little bit. This need to look into the Word of God and measure ourselves and respond to the knowledge. James 1 and verse 21. We'll read a few passages here right out of James 1, a few scriptures. It says in verse 21 of James 1, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. There is a childlike humility that is needed to receive God's word. It has to be received with meekness, as we just read. So we need to, you know, if there's something wrong, we need to stop doing that and then, okay, receive with meekness the engrafted word. As we read about earlier, the spiritually mature Christian will be able to discern truth and error. They'll be able to receive the engrafted word, but then they're going to have to work to apply it. We see that in verse 22. It says, but be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So there's a danger in self-deception where we think maybe that, well, we've heard it and we know it, so that's enough. But as we read here, it's not. We have to be doers of the word, not just hearers, but doers of the word. Again, knowledge unapplied is of no value. So we have to be doers of the word. Verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Talking about looking in a mirror. You know, we've all done that, so we know what that's like. And verse 24, for he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, see, not just hearing it, but then doing it, applying it, continues therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So everybody wants to be blessed in their deed, of course. And we're told here how to do that. We can't just hear and then not apply it and then just, you know, move on. We've got to look into that perfect law of liberty, continue in it, and be a doer of the work. Put into practice what we read in the Bible. Because again, getting back to the central point, knowledge unapplied is of no value. Even if we know the right thing, but we don't do it, what good is it? What good is it? You know, if you came across somebody that was drowning in a swimming pool, and you said, well, I know I should pull them out of there, and you know, I know how to do it, and then you didn't do it, what value would that be to anybody? None. The person would still drown, right? Of course, you'd have to apply what you know. You'd have to pull them on out of there. And that's an obvious example, but that's true when it comes to God's knowledge. We've got to apply it, or else what good is it? It's not good enough to know and not do. We've got to be a doer, not just a hearer, but a doer. Be you doers of the word and not hearers only. So again, we have to apply the knowledge of God's word, and then we'll be blessed in our deeds. Obeying God causes blessings. That's where blessings come from. We'd all like blessings, of course. So there has to be obedience to God's word. There has to be doing what we are instructed to do, applying the knowledge that we're given. And as we've read here, there has to be a certain meekness and that type of a humble attitude so that God can work with us. Lesson 36 says, God's eyes are upon those who are of a meek and contrite spirit, those who tremble before the two-edged sword of his word. You know, a person that reads God's word and then does it, well, that's going to lead to blessings. They have the right attitude. They're teachable because they're taking God's word seriously. God recognizes, the quote continues, God recognizes a repentant attitude, a broken spirit, seeking for forgiveness and mercy. He wants us to all have the humble, teachable attitude of little children. And Christ made that point there in Matthew 18, verses 2 through 4. You know, we have to have a teachable attitude of little children. And that's what we read there in James 1, you know, that we would hear the word, that we would hear it and have a humility. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. We read that in James 1 and verse 21. That's a teachable attitude. That's a workable attitude. And God can work with somebody like that. They'll hear his word, they'll really look into it, and then they'll apply it. It says, true repentance requires a permanent change of direction. It is a total commitment. There is no turning back. It's not a temporary, spontaneous, emotional response so prevalent in religious revivals. It is something far deeper and vastly more profound. You know, to really apply God's word, we have to have a unconditional surrender to God. And that means living by every word of God. That's the name of this program. And of course, that's taken from Matthew 4. We'll read that in a minute. But let's look at Matthew 10. Matthew 10 and verse 37. Here's an important point that Christ made, talking about, you know, our commitment to him and what we need to be doing. And it shows, again, that we have to be applying what we're taught. But Matthew 10 and verse 37, it says, he that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. That's what Jesus Christ said. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And the correspondence course notes that if you look in Luke 14 and verse 26, it says hate there. It means to love less by comparison. That's the parallel account, as we read here in Matthew 10 and verse 37. Right, we're not to put anything above God. Our commitment has to be to God first, and that means that we'll be applying what God teaches us. I mean, there's so many instances, unfortunately, where people do come across some truth from God, and then they don't apply it. They say, well, you know, I can see that that's true, or that's what the Bible teaches, but, you know, I couldn't do that at this time for a variety of reasons. Well, is that person going to be blessed in their deed? No, not in the long term. not like they'd like to be, because they're not applying what they know. And if we don't apply the knowledge that we have, we'll lose it. We'll lose it. We need to apply the knowledge God's teaching us. Knowledge unapplied is of no value, so we have to use it and we have to apply it. We must be willing to put God first. And that means doing his word all the time, no matter the surrounding circumstances. people will often find excuses to not really do what God says because, you know, it wouldn't be convenient or it might offend the family or, you know, there's somebody that wouldn't like it, you know, if they were to really follow through and obey God as they should. Well, Christ said, don't do that. You know, you're not worthy of Christ if you're putting something else ahead of him. And that's true for all of us. Christ set us a perfect example. We always look to his example. It was perfect. And he knew God the Father's will, and he obeyed it. He obeyed it. Let's look at Matthew 4. You know, here, this is that titanic struggle, battle, war, really, between Satan and Jesus Christ. And it was for the rulership of this earth. You can read more about that in The Incredible Human Potential. That's free at thetrumpet.com. It gets into the details of that battle a lot more. But Matthew 4 and verse 4, this is where the title for this program comes from. But it illustrates the point about applying what we learn. It says, but he answered and said, and he's battling Satan here, and Satan's trying to deceive him. And he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, he's talking about applying God's knowledge. We have to know what God's word says, be able to discern truth from error, and then do the right. Apply that knowledge so that it can benefit us and we can be blessed in our deed. Lesson 36 of the Correspondence Course, it says, what will you do with the precious knowledge you are learning? I mean, that is a tremendous point. That's a great question. What will you do with the precious knowledge you are learning? That's something we all have to ask ourselves. What will we do with it? You know, what do we do with the knowledge we have? Do we apply it or not? Knowledge unapplied is of no value. And so we must make sure that we are applying God's word. To remind you, Romans 2 and verse 13, we read it. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Make sure you're applying God's knowledge, and you will be blessed in your deeds, as the Bible says. If you'd like to study more into this topic, please sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, especially Lesson 36, talks about this more specifically, and The Incredible Human Potential. You can read that also at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.